This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We order ham and cheese omelet, we get ham and cheese and no eggs. What?
I mean, what am I on, a paleo diet?
I mean,
keton? Look at that. Who the hell would... They gave me ham with cheese.
When you open that up, Bart gets his breakfast before the show, right? And we go to a couple of places around this area. We won't name the place.
Yeah, no.
But we've been there before, and they've been fine.
Yes.
And you bring this. We happily walk back to the studio. You open it up to have a little, you know, pre-show meal. And it's just literally cut up slices of ham, melted cheese.
What are we in hibachi? No, we in hibachi kitchen? I'm supposed to add my protein and carbs later?
No,
I'm supposed
egg.
To throw this over to the rice?
Do people just, well, ham and cheese is something you have as a sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of moisture.
So that's how my day started. Hopefully you guys' day is starting better. I think we should go with us. I love when we have a smorgasbord. We should have a buffet.
This is cornucopia day.
Yes.
This is a buffet. Yeah, you want to open the buffet now?
Let's open a buffet.
All right.
That's what the people's want.
A Tuesday buffet on Barton Hahn. You can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us. And when we say a buffet, we mean we're going to talk about stuff. But if you got something on your mind that you need to talk about, call us.
We shall discuss.
And we'll be like, all right, let's go there. Like, almost like we let you be the producer today.
Yes.
Right? Because Lacto's already watching whatever he's watching.
He's still crying. He's still crying because Ronaldo cried. You know how you browse somebody, they cry, so you cry?
How bad do you have to be? As a legend, that they kick you off, that like they don't want you anymore. Like Kyrie is still with the Nets. Kyrie, who's the biggest pain in the ass in sports, and yet Ronaldo can't stay on a team.
And
you got to be a really
and your best friend is the coach. He's like, yeah, man, come on, man,
I'm all set.
Yeah,
can't put up with you anymore.
Like how bad? Like Lacto, you're our is it football or soccer interpreter?
Football.
I would say soccer here.
Okay, so. What's the interpretation? How bad do you have? Can he not play anymore? Or is he just a pain in the ass like Alan Luther?
No, he's a phenomenal player. He's still great. Phenomenal. He's
put him
still
at what
great.
Level great is he? Is he like Tom Brady?
Is he Kyrie?
Is he really good? But is he the best? Like, where is he right now in his career? Give me an American comparison.
He's still really good.
LeBron?
He's LeBron.
So LeBron. So he's not like carrying teams, but he's you could tell like when he's on your team, you're better.
LeBron has never got benched. He got benched. Like, no thank you.
So we're all set.
He has the LeBron talent. It's just for some odd specific reason, he's been burning bridges left and right the last couple of months, and teams have been able to play a lot. Manchester United has played a lot better with him on the bench than with him on the field.
Damn.
So that's kind of where that goes.
That's bad. That's bad for your legacy.
Yeah.
To go out like that.
Who's the bad guy? Like, we talk about Aaron Rodgers, like, team not playing hard, but I don't think they dislike him. I don't think they hate him.
No.
They would never bench him. Would never think that they're better without him.
It's not even as bad as him. I can't even think of a comparison.
In history of sports, can we ask the people in history of the sports, who's the star that was so
the greatest
toxic,
player who
so toxic.
You didn't want to even, that nobody wanted him.
Yes.
But still could play.
But still could play, and they got rid of him.
Dennis Rodman?
Ooh, that's a good one. But I bet you it's more.
But Ronaldo's at a different level than Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's a great
player. Yeah, but Dennis Rodman
still.
But
we're talking about a guy who was, I mean, which was legendary.
Well, Dennis Rodman still has 6 championships.
No doubt.
And he's still the greatest at what he's ever done in the history of basketball.
So let's do it.
So that's one. It should be.
It's a little disrespectful, though, that you're comparing Dennis Rodman.
That's what I mean.
Hold on, whoa.
You've got to compare him at the level of like LeBron,
Tom
Brady,
I need to understand.
Jordan.
No. I need to understand first who he is. Who Ronaldo is in a soccer standpoint. Like you have Ronaldo,
will people say
Messi's better? Will people say Neymar's better?
No, people would say Messi's better, but that one's more subjective. That one's more debatable.
Raged on
yeah, that
years.
Debate's been going on for like 15 years.
So he's Kevin Durant, and Messi's LeBron. Because
yes.
Who has the more time?
In this current age, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
So I don't think that's disrespectful to compare Dennis Rodman because he don't score points to Kevin Durant. I would argue that he may be less.
Well,
right now, top five soccer players right now.
Right now?
With a resume. Don't give me some splash in the pan like Jalen Hurts.
While Lacto is thinking of it.
See, I did that.
I will remind you.
Not a splash in the pan like Jalen Hurts.
I like that. Yeah, that's pretty good. Be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. The phone line's already lighting up. 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper in a college football season. Without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, it's the one fans deserve. Mike Leach passed away at the age of 61 earlier today. We knew, obviously, he was having medical issues yesterday. And we are going to honor him on this show. The only way I think he would – I think one way he would probably appreciate being honored. This is, of course, the Mississippi State coach, a well-known,
Texas
well-liked –
Texas Tech, Washington.
Yes, head coach. And I mean, talk about the air raid. I mean, that was really what he was part of. But what we'll remember him as is probably one of the legends of audiophiles.
Yeah.
He is somebody that if we had an audiophiles Hall of Fame over the years we've done this show, he would be in it. Ring of Honor. Yep. No doubt about it. And so we'll have an audiophiles later in the show honoring the memory of Mike Leach in a way I'm sure he would probably greatly appreciate. So we'll get to that as well. And then last night, oh, we saw the end of week 14.
Do we 14. Have to? Are we contractually obligated to speak?
I mean, we got to mention it. We got to mention the fact that the Patriots won this game and now they leapfrogged the Jets. Oh, by the way, I also have to mention the Christmas Song Racket Challenge now goes on to a second round, and the top seeds now are all involved in this bracket as well. So we'll get that going as well. That was a great success yesterday. A lot of fun. Tons of votes.
I got a new follow. I followed a new person.
Yeah, our show.
Yeah. Sorry.
This guy. Anyway, so we obviously have that going on today as well. But yes, last night, the Patriots, I mean, again, this game a good game to watch? Or was it just...
It was miserable.
It was miserable for you and I. Patriots win 27-13 because they get a couple of scores. Like the 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's a 13-13 game.
Yeah.
And
a lot of missed opportunities
with Kyler Murray now out, and that's a devastating injury for them. More on that in a minute. Colt McCoy was doing a pretty good job.
He just can't make the elite plays.
Yes.
I mean, 4th and 1.
They were right there.
He didn't have enough arm strength to float that ball over properly. Not enough touch. And then, of course, the fumble by DeAndre Hopkins.
Which is maddening for a great player to make a play.
He's holding it like a loaf of bread.
As careless
as in traffic.
He was holding it like a six-pack.
We call it a loaf of bread. That's what our culture says.
A loaf of bread like here.
No, you hold a loaf of bread, you swing it. It's a football saying. Mm-hmm. Take my word for it.
I'll trust you.
Loaf of bread, not even good bread, not even Wonder Bread or the Italian bread. It's like the store brand bread.
The one when you squeeze it once, it's like the whole thing.
With the hard crust on the outside.
Oh, those are the worst. It's already stale when you open the package.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of bread.
And it's square and got no hump.
So suddenly it turns into a 2-score game like in a blink over a couple of turnovers, and the game's over. Now, the key here is the Cardinals are done, right? And Kyler Murray is out for the rest of the season. That was 3 plays into the game.
And next season.
They're worried about his ACL.
And next season.
And, by the way, so let's see. Big contract, Russell Wilson. He gets hurt.
Meh.
Kyler Murray, big contract.
Meh.
He gets hurt.
Deshaun Watson, suspension. Doesn't look like the same
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't really look like the same guy right now. Like, think about all. And it's now, if you're the Ravens, you're going, are we sure we want to give him all that money?
Yeah.
Because Lamar just got hurt again.
But you have to. What choice do you
have? So the Pats are at 7-6, Bart, and now they jump the Jets as well.
Yeah, it's temporary.
And they're sitting there, them and the Chargers. They're all three teams have the same record.
Tiebreakers.
Well, again, the tiebreaker, the Pats own it because of the stupid 2 games of the Jets.
But also the Pats have arguably the hardest schedule left in football. They have I'll help you out. They have the Bengals, loss, Bills. Loss. The only easy game they got is the Raiders and the Dolphins.
They got the Raiders. Loss. So their next game is against the Raiders.
Yeah, that's barbecue chicken. They'll feel good about themselves.
It's a little reunion game, by the way.
And then what's after that, though?
Yeah, Bengals at home on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Then the Dolphins on New Year's Day. What do we root for in that one? What do you root for in that game?
You root for the Patriots. Only because...
You want to be right?
No, because they're going to... That eliminates... Dolphins, so now guys might not play the final game of the season against the Jets.
How would you root for the Patriots in that game if you're the Jets? You don't have the tiebreaker.
Because they're going to lose the next one. Who's the last one? They would never let them in.
Bills.
Exactly.
What if the Bills don't need this game because they already have the division locked up?
How are they going to need the game? Are Kansas City losing anytime soon?
Are you talking about for the top seed?
Exactly. Exactly. And you think they're going to not get the top seed because of the Patriots after all the trauma they've caused for decades on decades on decades? So what you want to happen is
let's hear it.
You want Miami to beat the Patriots.
No,
you want the Patriots to beat Miami.
Yeah.
Because you know that the Patriots are going to take two L's. So that's six L's for them.
I know, I just don't like.
They're going to lose to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose to the Bills because the Bills have to play every game because they need the top seed because they want Kansas City to come to Orchard Park.
This is the worst place to be.
It's okay.
The
it's
Dolphins okay. are 8-5. Now, if they take another L.
This week.
You're saying they will.
They play tomorrow damn near.
So the Jets have to beat your Lions.
Yes.
To get to 8-6. And then, okay, now we're even again.
Yep.
And then we'll see you again. And now that'll be the ability to make to take a tiebreaker because you'll have the head-to-head.
But they play.
So then maybe I am rooting for the Dolphins.
Right, because then they play Miami.
So this is still situational is what you're saying.
Yeah, they play, exactly. Because you want Miami to take these two L's, you know what I mean? So that gives them seven.
That'll be three straight L's.
Yeah.
Right?
And then lose to the Patriots.
And they'll be at 8-6, which is the sixth loss is what we need here.
Yeah, but then they lose to the Patriots. So then that's seven losses.
And that game is, the Patriots game is.
It's the New Year's Day.
It's not Christmas.
New Year's Day. It's 1-1.
Right, New Year's Day, right.
1-1.
Yeah. And so then by the time we get to New Year's Day, you want the Jets to be able to say, okay, now we want you to win because we'll
take care of you.
We'll take the tiebreaker.
And plus, you think you want to play them the last game, but if they're out of it, you know, Tyreek Hill, that ankle's getting worse and worse. So
that's the last game of the season, the Jets and the Dolphins.
Yeah, so Tyreek might not even be available. Because what happens is if guys are jacked up and they're playing for nothing, they're not going to risk them having to get surgery at the end of the season.
Crazy.
So then guess what the first thing we're going to say when we go to the playoffs and we walk and say, Tyreek, hey, Tyreek, who? The Jets?
Yeah,
we just sent your ass home, cheater.
The Jets?
Yeah. I can't wait for that moment.
What did you think of just quickly had one little bow to put on this game last night, Monday Night Football. What did you think of the Mac Jones, you know, Matt Patricia back and forth? Like, Mac Jones is looking at the sideline like, it's amateur hour over here. I'm the second year player, and I'm looking at you guys like, let's go. Yeah. Like, you could see his frustration with them. Clearly, this offseason, they're going to have to do something, and who knows? Maybe it'll be Cliff Kingsbury. Like, who knows?
Listen,
like, you're going to need somebody to be a play caller because Matty P is really not the guy.
Cautionary tale. Cliff Kingsbury has lost 12 out of 13 games at home.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's won one game at home. They lose at home.
All
and
the
for
time.
Everybody that's talking all this stuff about the synthetic turfs, they were playing on grass.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing on grass when he blew
his
knee
injury,
out.
Yeah, that actually, that's a tray. It rolls out into the sun.
But it's still grass.
Yeah,
though.
It's regular. No, that's what they do there. It's not turf. It's grass. But still, the Mac Jones, Matt Patricia back and forth in this game on, obviously, Monday Night Football, we catch everything. Yeah. It was something to watch. Now, by the end of the game, they were kind of like smiling and laughing,
2 weeks in
of
a
course.
Row.
But listen to Mac Jones just talking about the issues that he might have had with the offense.
No, I think the biggest thing for me is not letting it affect my play and bringing the best out of my guys. So today I thought we all did a good job with trying to play the next series, and Matty P did a great job. He's trying to call the game so that we can win. And sometimes it might be this thing that people don't know about, like the quick passes for whatever reason, and that's our game plan. So we knew that's what we had to do to win, and he called a great game and stayed calm. Yeah, Matty P is very calm.
I agree.
Cut it with the cliches.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Same narratives.
He's being smart, though.
Yeah.
What he's saying is he's being – so what's he really saying?
So what he's saying is he's calling the play so that we can win, but he's not trusting me to be part of the winning. That's basically what he's saying. Like, we're sitting up here going with amateur hour. He's coaching for me not to lose it. Where last year with Josh McDaniels, he let me throw the football later in the season. So why am I not throwing this football at the beginning of the season? You're treating me like I'm a rookie all over again, trying to say, okay, more teams lose games than win them. So now you're putting the handcuffs on me. It's almost like red light, green light with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
I'm better than that.
Yeah.
So why are you holding me back?
Like, I know what we're doing by this point.
And you're not equipped to be teaching me. You're not equipped to be doing your job.
I think he's also part of his frustration is the plays are it's taking too long to get me to play.
Right.
Like, I need to know what's coming next. Like, see him going, let's go.
Yeah, let me get
his
up
frustration
there.
Frustration with get the play call in.
Because let me get to the center.
Let me have time to take a look.
Yeah, and so I can send my motions and get my pre-snap recognition.
That's what
but
I
But you're so
going
slow.
Up.
It's sometimes when you see first-time defensive calls, like, you're like, yo, they line it up. What's the damn call?
Yeah.
I got to make check, close call. I got to communicate to every
everybody. Yeah. What
play
the hell
clocks
are we doing?
Five. I don't have time to do all this if you haven't got me to play yet. Yeah, I completely
agree.
Waiting
for personnel. Waiting for you to bring running personnel on late. Then, then it's a fire drill.
Yeah.
Can't say what it used to be because that's inappropriate.
But, it's a mess. That's all you have to say.
But also, like to your Cliff Kingsbury point, man, you talk about bad money spent. Not only does it look like bad money spent on a quarterback, but it's bad money spent on the head coach. So now you have probably a $200 million, a $250 to $300 million problem.
Yeah.
Because now if you fire him, you got to pay him. And the Bidwells has traditionally been a cheap organization and franchise.
Frugal. Yeah, frugal. Right? Cheap. They're careful with their money.
Yeah.
Family-run business, of course. But, well, you know, again, so, you know,
so they're
the Cardinals are heading in a really bad place right now, and you could just see it.
And just imagine if they would have held strong. And they wouldn't have gave him the extension.
Yeah, yeah, so we're not
They wouldn't have to pay him next year because he's not going to even be ready to the middle of the season. He's going to start on a pup. Like, he's got an ACL, and he's a quarterback that depends on running the football.
I never understood the panic about having
to pay. He's on the contract 2 years.
All because what did he do? He took your name off his social media?
He's
what was he going to do, not show up? I mean, give me a break.
He's great.
Anyways.
But the agent, Cliff Barry, guess what I'm saying? I hold Cliff accountable, too. Because they got the same agent. And he pushed for his to try them at the hip. And
Keep these two together and blah, blah, blah.
And so now he's responsible for it.
Yeah. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get a couple of calls in here. As like I said, we just opened up the buffet today, having some fun. We got a couple of songs to play as we, you know, get ourselves into the second round now of the Bart and Han Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Extravaganza. Presented by no one. We probably should have gotten a, you know.
Presented by ham.
Yes. Ham with no egg. So.
Give me the ham. Sweet, eat ham.
It's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans this year. Their goal is to gift a vehicle to recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. All right, let's get a couple of calls in here, Bart, as we'll go through, you know, the buffet today a little bit. Herm Edwards going to join us here at the bottom of the hour. We'll ask him about what he sees going on with the Cardinals and also that sideline stuff with the Patriots between Mac Jones and Matt Patricia and all things football. But first, let's grab Gary in Virginia. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
I got a question for you. I know I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, long time. I know we signed T.Y. Hilton for a cup of coffee and everything, brought him in, but with still tearing his ACL and everything, don't you think we would our resources would have been better off going out and getting another swing tackle or tackle or whatever? Because with Ball as our one of the backups, we ain't going nowhere deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, the line is a concern.
From where? Where are you going to get
not a lot of offensive
line? Where are you going to get a quality,
especially one that's on his couch right now? That's the last thing you
want
to do.
Yeah, yeah. You want some fat dude, 350 pounds, coming off the couch. Like, it's easier. I'm sure they were in communication with T.Y. Hilton during the year saying, hey, we might come get you. And everything
worked out. And then once they saw Odell and realized he
worked
play.
Out his way. And you understand who T.Y. Hilton is. He's a former four-time Pro Bowler. He's a guy that is crafty enough to give you 4 to 5 plays. Hell, the Bills just called Beasley all the time. He unretired.
They brought him back.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is what let you know that you need multiple people that can do multiple things in certain sets.
Yeah.
Because if I told you one thing that you guys can hang your hat on, the NFL in the season is about a battle of attrition. And people aren't just going to magically start staying healthy because we're coming to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
People get hurt late in the season, and they become catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hope that you're not one of those teams. Right now, they're hoping Tyron Smith comes back, but then they lose their other starting tackle. So now you have a weak spot,
mm-hmm.
and now teams can put all their resources and stack it over Martin and Tyron Smith, because you said, hey, we should be able to beat one-on-ones on the left side of their line, so let's put all our resources. Let's put three offensive linemen on that side, and then we'll be able to stop them on the other side because we just better than them.
Yeah, you got to see what condition, obviously, Tyron Smith is in, but it's still good news that they get him back at his talent level. Let's go to Brian in Florida. What's up, Brian?
How we doing today, guys?
Good.
Good. I just had a couple of short things for Bart on the Bills. As he said, the Jets were going to spank them on Sunday, and they
really beat the hell out of the Jets. Oh, that you feel real confident,
did they
right?
Win?
You feel real. Did you feel real confident until CJ Mosley jumped over the top like Bobby Boucher?
And you know what else? if you think the Jets are actually going to make it to the playoffs, I feel bad for Mike White for them to send him back out there because he was their only option. You guys got no prayer to make it to the playoffs.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? You guys are under guess what? You guys are under orders that you have to win because you guys have paid money for a 33-year-old defensive end that doesn't have his knee right now. Guess what the Jets have? We have $100 million. Wait till you see us. Wait till you see. Wait till you see us next year.
Oh, the Jets.
No, don't let him go. Wait, listen.
Their defense is the only bright spot.
You're right. Brees Hall isn't a bright spot, right? Brees Hall isn't a bright spot.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Vera Tucker
isn't a bright spot. Vera Tucker isn't a bright spot. Brees Hall isn't a bright spot. You're right. It is.
I feel bad for Garrett.
You feel bad for Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson just broke Keyshawn Johnson's record. No, talk to me next year after the Jets offseason. Talk to me after the Jets offseason and draft next year when we coming. Talk to me when you cry when you don't win a Super Bowl because your organization has never won a Super Bowl. The dumbest organization in the world to lose four straight Super Bowls. You suck. You stink. You stink. What's the new news? You're the dumb organization that lost with 13 seconds on the clock. How dumb do you have to be to lose with 13 seconds? 13 seconds on the clock.
All right. That's
13 seconds on the clock. How dumb do you have to be? How bad of luck do your organization have to be to lose when you're up by 13 seconds to go? The only organization to lose a game up leading with 13 seconds. I could have put cones out there and their defense would have did a better job. You said that was just that, we only had bad luck for those four Super Bowls we lost. Didn't you just lose when you was up with 13 seconds ago? Wouldn't you call that bad luck? Isn't that recent? I don't know. Stop me if I'm wrong. That's recent.
Are you good?
That was 2022, right? Didn't that happen in 2022?
He was so adamant to try to make a point that was so wrong.
The Jets have nothing but the defense.
I almost wanted you to let him say some of the things he was saying because it just none of it made sense. But what he's trying to say, though, is this, and we got to run. The Jets aren't going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
By the way, thank you for that hot take.
Yeah. The Jets have nothing.
Really hot take there.
Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Vera Tucker.
It was a very competitive game. Yes, they lost. Yes, they just don't have enough right now. But when I think the whole division, let alone AFC, kind of is aware once they're healthy again and start next season with the weapons that they have.
And the money they have. Y'all got no money.
And then there's that, too.
Y'all bringing Beasley off the couch because y'all need help.
Yeah, the Jets are in a way better place than they have been in a very long time. All right, let's talk to Herm Edwards. He's going to join us next. We got a lot to go over with him. The coach is next. We have your calls as well. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We'll get back to your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But let's get more into an NFL conversation with the coach, Herm Edwards, who joins us right now. Coach, how we doing?
I'm well, thank you. NFL is interesting.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Thing starts coming to a close, you see teams all of a sudden like, okay, there's some spots on that team.
Picture is starting to get clearer.
It's a battle of attrition, right? And last night we saw that last night when you saw Kyler Murray go down, But it brings a greater question, right? I mean, you were in Arizona, so you kind of probably have a greater amount of information than what we have as far as the local opinion of Kingsbury and his reign. But also, you know, I think they signed Kyler Murray last year when they didn't have to, but he forced their hand. And now you may not be with the coach for too much longer if this keeps up. He's 1-12 in his last 13 home matches. So you're losing in front of your home crowd. And this team went all in. They brought in J.J. Watt. They paid DeAndre Hopkins. They went out and traded for Hollywood Brown and Robbie Anderson. The air raid system should be a lot more productive than what it is. Has the league caught up to it? And if so, what's the future of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury? Because it seems like they're a package deal.
Well, hopefully Kyler gets well. But that thing might be, and you guys know, if it's an ACL, he might not even be ready for next season, according to how long the rehab is on that thing, right? And he's a unique player in this sense. You know, it's kind of interesting. When I was coaching that Under Armour All-American game, I coached against him when he was coming out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, and just to watch him develop in college and then get into pro football and then come to Arizona, he's unique talent. He has a tremendous arm talent, can make a lot of plays with his legs. He's very comfortable extending the play. You know, that's kind of what he does. This offense that Cliff kind of brought in there kind of fits his skill set, and you're exactly right. He was built for this quarterback. That's why they drafted him. And now to see what has unfolded, you know, this team has been injured a lot when you're watching from afar. And I was in Arizona, as you mentioned. And the next thing is that they didn't finish. It was always when November and December hit, they just couldn't finish for some reason. I don't know what that is. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to say I know I'm not there. I had my own issues in my own locker room. I'm not trying to coach two teams, but that's what you know about this team. Got some talent on both sides of the ball. Had the one really good year where he won 10 games, and then from there it's kind of been sporadic every season after that.
Do you give Kyler Murray the benefit of the doubt that he can mature to a leader? Because, you know, some leaders are born, some are made and developed. Right. And it just seems like he's one of these guys. You see how demonstrative he is on the sideline. You've heard some of the allegations from, you know, Patrick Peterson saying – you know, that he's an eye guy. You know, how do they fix this? Or how would you approach it if approaching a young man that seems to be losing his locker room and now he's injured? And that can be a dark place to be, especially if you don't have the support of your teammates because they're not calling on you because they actually feel a breath of fresh air because you suck the energy out of the room. We've all had guys like that in our organization.
Yeah.
And it's tough decisions to make.
You make a good point, and hopefully – you know, as you get older, you know, it's especially at that position, you realize it's really not about you. It's about everyone else. And how can you uplift everyone else? That's your job as a quarterback. It's almost like being an extension of the head coach. You're going to get the accolades, well-deserved. You got your money. Now it's just a matter of, you know, can you compel this team to improve? I think that goes along with the quarterback position. We just saw that in New York, right? We saw what happened in the Jets case.
Yeah.
They made a change of a quarterback, and basically it wasn't had anything to do with talent so much. It was about just how he led and what he said publicly, you know, and those things matter. You know, everyone listens to that stuff, and players say, well, we don't listen to the outside noises. Yeah, you do. You kind of hear it, you know, it's kind of mumbling out there. And the quarterback, you know, when it goes good, you give the praise, and when it goes bad, you sit with the head coach and say, hey, look, we got to do better.
Herm Edwards joining us on the show. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. On that same front now, on the other side of this game, was Mac Jones in his second year showing a lot of fire and showing it towards his sideline. Yeah. I think we've talked before about that issue that they have with Matt Patricia calling plays, a little bit of inexperience there on the offensive side, and it boiled over during this game yesterday. When you see that, again, this is Belichick is watching this happen. When you see that as a head coach, do you appreciate, like, all right, looks like my quarterback's trying to take ownership of this thing. They made up by the end of the game, but is it alarming to you? Or do you feel like, you know what, this guy's coming of age, he's trying to take ownership of this offense?
I just think that's the frustration in it a little bit. And, yeah, is he trying to take ownership? Yeah. But, you know, because it's Matt Jones and it's not
obviously Captain America or some quarterback, we know that when they do that, if it's Peyton Manning, was like, oh, man, look. Mm. You know, when it's this guy, it's like, well, you know, and rightly so because of the issues of this offense is hard to watch. Here again, they won last night. They played great defense. And how they played last night, that's how they imagined this offense, to be quite honest. The offense you saw last night is the offense that they want to play. They want to run it every once in a while, take a shot down the field and some steams, get rid of the ball. They have more screen passes, and they mentioned it last night on television, than any football team in the National Football League. Get rid of the ball. Let your defense go get some turnovers and create a short field for you. You know, how they played last night is the blueprint of how they want to play. Now, going forward, how far can that take you? Not very far.
Okay, so you ain't going far. So you're not impressed either.
It's just not, right?
Yeah.
No. I mean, they look, they're probably going to get in the playoffs, right? With their schedule?
Nah.
They all they got to do is win 9 games. They got to go 500. And when you look at their schedule, they're going to get in. They play Miami next up there, right? They play Las Vegas.
They got the Raiders.
And then they play Cincinnati.
Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins.
And then they play Miami at home. Yeah. So they're going to win two out of – they're going to go 500, worst case scenario, right?
Yeah,
they can get to 9.
Yeah, that gets them to 9.
Get in.
And they have the tiebreaker. And they have the tiebreaker against the Jets. Even if the Jets have a good finish, they'll knock them out.
Jets got to get to 10. The Jets got to get to 10. They have to beat Detroit, Jacksonville, and either Miami or Seattle.
Well, here's the deal with the Jets, and I said this game right now they played against the Lions.
It's dangerous, man.
They got to win this game, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, without Quinn.
They don't win this game, it ain't good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Quinn's 50-50. You know,
that's
so,
not good.
You know, and yeah, this is the best offensive line in football right now. I mean, and they reflect the personality of their team. And we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about Jalen Hurts. And, you know, it's been up for debate. You know, he's doing his job. He has one of the best rosters, if not the
Bart,
best roster in football.
Just tell him what you said.
Well, I said I believe, in my opinion – you know, this award comes down to the end of the season. And I think at the end of the season, it's either going to be Mahomes, which that's easy. It's like he's like LeBron James. You get Mahomes fatigue, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he's just like – and you take it for granted. But I believe if Joe Burrow beats your favorite MVP, strength of schedule has to come into account. And if he beats Lamar Jackson at the end of the season, because he should be back and healthy, if he beats Josh Allen – He's already went into Tennessee and spanked the Titans and told him he was going to spank them. And he's already beat Patrick Mahomes, your favorite, 3 times in a row. So if a guy's doing that and he has the harder strength of schedule and he has more throwing yards, yeah, I understand he started off slow because of the surgery. I think Joe Burrow should be the MVP because his numbers are just as good. You know, the team record just isn't as good. But then, you know, Jalen Hurts has played the JV schedule. He has one good win against Minnesota. That doesn't look like a good win now.
Coach?
Yeah, you make a lot of valid points, but I think if they finish with 2 losses, they're going to have the best record in national football.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe 1. They might not lose. But I'm just saying, we're, you know, they win. All of a sudden, you know, you look at that record.
But a game against Dallas is going to be big then.
Yeah. It will.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to
– a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Their strength of schedule is equivalent to Cincinnati in college last year. We knew that they had a good record, but we knew that that was a fugazi, fluffed-up record.
You made your point.
They paid Cooper Rush.
But I think this, you know, and you know this, and you played, you can't, you know, you don't choose your record. Now, what you do is when you're supposed to beat teams, you beat them.
Yeah.
Right? The Philadelphia Eagles are a pressing football team. They just go about their business. The thing about Hurts, what I like, this guy has improved, and we've seen it with our own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to throw the ball down the field now with accuracy, he wasn't that guy earlier in the season. And we've watched this guy. Look, Patrick Mahomes and Burrows, what they do, you expect. That's expected, guys. Mm-hmm. They set a standard. I mean, they're like, here's the standard, man. So when they do stuff, you go, okay. This guy, you're going, no one anticipated. People said the Eagles are going to be good. But everyone's talking about these Cowboys, how good the Cowboys are, right? And rightly so, they got 10 wins. But the Eagles, man, are 12-1.
Yeah, you can't overlook the record.
It's like,
You're right, Herm. I agree with you, Herm. I'll give him the most improved MVP. I give him the most improved record.
You're just starting trouble. He loves fighting with Eagles fans.
I give him the most
loves
improved.
Fighting with Eagles fans. Coach, we got to leave it right there. Good to talk to you as always.
Okay, Coach, who did you play for again?
Stop,
Coach?
Stop it. Martin Hahn. Coming up, updated Christmas song brackets. Your calls as well. Stay with us.
Bart and Hahn.
Put that song over the cover.
We definitely should.
Put it in our stories. Can you get to the
We got to add that song.
It's just funny.
It's just the Yam song. It's stuck in my head again. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Hey,
we back.
Yeah, we're back. You didn't know?
Whoopsies.
All right, so let's continue now. We're in the second round of the Bart and Hahn Christmas song challenge. Whatever.
Thank you.
Wait, we got to do something else first?
Yeah.
Come on,
you're real buzzkill.
Bart's got to read.
Bart, hurry up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have a car problem, don't know where to go? Maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts shop referral program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. O'Reilly location near visit O'Reilly.com or click find a repair shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center nearby you.
Get to the
Let's
Ride.
Let's ride.
All right.
Man, O'Reilly.
Now we're done. Good.
Auto now parts. We can play. Let's have some fun now.
I go have some fun.
All right. So we're in the second round now. And now the top two seeds still get a bye into the quarterfinals. Why? Because I said so and I suck at math. So now we have a 3-14 matchup to begin with. The first one is a legendary song, the number 3 seed, Mariah Carey. I mean, come on now.
Come on, man. Baby.
This one, just doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, I'm calling it now.
We hear it. Wait. It's Versa Legend, who, by the way, upset at it. This was the 15 seed knocking off the 14 seed.
Cinderella story's over.
Elvis.
Come on, Elvis. Stop it.
I couldn't believe Elvis won that matchup.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a big surprise.
Yeah, I'm calling it now.
Because remember, beat Stevie Wonder Someday at Christmas.
Man, call it.
All right, so at Bart and Hahn, where you can vote like you did yesterday. We had a lot of fun with it yesterday. We've got more songs to get to. But those are the first two we're getting to. Mariah Carey versus Elvis. You can vote right now at Bart and Hahn. We'll continue with more music as we will continue throughout this show. We also have more to get to with you with your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And in upcoming audio files, we honor the late, great Mike Leach in the only way that I think he would want to be honored, his wit and humor. Next, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.